The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Wednesday, the 8th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room the same way. Now, we're also on YouTube Live. So, you see that camera up there? That is YouTube Live, and we are at KCNR Radio Live on YouTube. So you can see everybody in here. That's why we have those lights shining in your face. And Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What special day is it today?
It's Pediatric Hematology / Oncology Nurses Day.
Okay. I'm all for that, I'm sure, I think. Okay. And Linda.
Good morning, everybody. There's a heat advisory out today. Areas of smoke. In fact, I took a picture on the way here because it is, like, nasty outside. 105, overnight lows of 72. Tomorrow calls for hazy days again with our high of 99. Thursday night will be slight chance of thunderstorms. Ooh. Overnight lows of 66. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 90. Friday night, 65. Saturday, sunny with 94. And Sunday, 93. All subject to change, of course, because of the fires. Do we have a fire update?
We do. We also have air quality index. The air quality index is 336, which is hazardous to people. The Monument Fire and Animal Fire. Yesterday, last night, the wind shifted, and as people probably noticed, it was clear, and then it went right to smoke. And that's coming out of Hayfork in that area from the Trinity County. The portions of Trinity and Siskiyou counties are under new evacuation orders, and they've asked residents to leave portions of Coffee Creek due to the growing threat from the river complex of fires. The evacuations are on Highway 3. It includes Billy's Peak Road, Eagle Creek, all of those areas up there. And the evacuation orders are due to strong dry winds. The main body of the Hay Press fire that was established in Sugar Pine Creek has spread rapidly and jumped Coffee Creek Road, so it's going for it. Meanwhile, the Monument Fire burning in Trinity County spotted and reached Heimfum Road on Monday. It's still, it's about 42% contained. That Monument Fire grew to 185,000 acres. Now, the Dixie Fire, of course, is still going on. The Antelope Fire in Siskiyou County escaped control on Monday and spotted in Pumice Mountain Road near Red Cap Mountain. And it's like 57% or more. I think it's 75% control. But the let me see, Dixie Fire is quickly becoming the largest fire ever. It hasn't reached that, but it's 919,000 acres, getting closer to becoming California's largest wildfire of all times. And they've got 4,673 firefighters and 73 crews working on the fire. And now they're trying to keep the fire out of the Hat Creek drainage, Raker Peak, and off Badger Mountain.
Well, we were out in Palo Cedro last night, and we were wondering. I mean, we saw the sky change, and I said, "My gosh, this is like apocalyptic." And we thought, you know, we've had a couple days here where it's been like, "Oh my God, we can breathe again. This is nice." It started to open up, and then all of a sudden, the sky became orange, and we thought, "What's going on?" And one of the gals came across that was out there and said, then she talked about Hayfork. So, you know, our prayers go to all of these people, of course, and our thoughts with displacement of the animals and of the people. It feels like it's ever growing or changing, and the winds were quite strong last night. So, hey, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I ran into the studios this morning because I had to go home. I forgot my glasses, my one and only prescription glasses that are accurate to where I can see now. Anyway, so we have some guests in here today. This is so fun.
We have Nigel Skeet here from,
of course, Nigel.
California Adventure District. He has a show on every Saturday morning
at 8 o'clock.
And then he brought with him Jim Wadley.
Yeah,
Jim. Good morning.
Jim's been here before, and he's back again. We got about 40 minutes to talk about what's going on. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you.
Simplify. We are going to have, I'll talk to you about the Marine Corps birthday celebration here afterwards. Nigel, you're here for a reason.
Yeah, for a reason. Well, you invited me, and I wanted to come on, so things look good.
Excellent.
The California Adventure District radio show is doing really good. Didn't know how it was going to go, but we're up to show number 16 already.
Yeah. Hey? Oh, that's
enjoying
so great.
Enjoying it. Big news yesterday with the city and looking at 212 acres of property. Now, there's a long story behind it, but what the city council said was, they're going to put it off. Let the people know what's happening.
Right.
That could be a big impact on California Adventure District.
Yes. Well, a few things. So even as you were talking about all the fires and the high temperatures, the cool thing about the California Adventure District in particular is that it's 12 counties.
Right.
So even when it's 100 degrees out here, we can just, like, go to the coast for work where it's in the 50s.
Oh, we have friends over there right now and around
the Brookings area.
The Brookings area down in White River or whatever it is.
White Rock.
And they're having they sent photos. It's cold. It's clear.
That's right.
So we hate them.
So for me personally, as I continue with the California Adventure District, you realize that Redding is a vital piece of it.
Oh, yeah.
But the cool thing is it's a piece of it. Meaning, there are other things, other counties surrounding that play an important role in this, right?
Yes.
And
like you said, 12 counties.
12 counties. And when you start getting into the actual tourism numbers and the travel-related spending, you realize that we are actually dependent on each other in a significant way. So what's happening in Redding is important. But one of the reasons why Jim is here, because Jim is one of those hard workers, he's put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in getting the airlines here. Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce
no,
Jim.
No, Jim is the airport guy.
You're the airport manager for all the airfields here.
Yeah, and there's
and
a wonderful
you
article
have done,
on Enjoy from you this about you this month.
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, you've in a former Marine, if I can say that.
Yes, you can.
And okay, I tell you what, let's take an early break and we'll come back. Let's talk about what's going on out there. This doesn't mean we don't get Jim back in here on a semi-regular basis to talk about it, because this is just
let's hit it hard when we come back.
Hey, last night, even with all the smoke, slept like a little baby. Why?
Because of our sleep number, and we have a brand new sleep number bed. Well, it's actually about 4 months old now.
4 or 5 months
old. We have the split top M7, and we can change our settings. Last night I went down to 20. My sleep number setting is 20, and you can elevate the head and the feet or whatever you need to do while you're reading or what, you know, if you're a snorer, and especially right now with the smoke, we need everything we can get in order to get a good night's sleep. And right now at the sleep number store,
you can discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed now during the final days of the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. This ends Monday. Go down to the Target Shopping Center, see Steve, or any of those. My Sleep Number setting was changed last night to my Sleep Number setting is 40. Now, that's something. The special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Seasons Restaurant, located inside Wind River Resort and Casino, just got happier with outstanding appetizers. Stop by Thursday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy pulled pork fries, coconut shrimp, Southwest quesadillas, and so much more. Your taste buds will be happier at Seasons. Mimosas are not just for brunch. Come try Seasons Tableside Bubbles and Berries Mimosa Bar, delivered right to your table. Thursday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., only $15. Bubbles are better at the river. See windriver.com for more details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460, your talk radio. We have with us today the California Adventure District with Nigel Skeet, and the airports, the Reading Airport City Manager Jim Wadley is with us too. Now, Jim, the amount of work that's been done, you've been here for 2 years.
Yep.
You actually took your first vacation for a week.
Yeah. First time in 2 years took a real vacation.
Wow. Well, that's great. Yeah. You know
what?
You've been
working really so hard, and there's some really good news for you to share today.
Yeah, there's a lot of great news. So recently, I think a lot of folks have realized or have heard by now that we're the recipient of a grant with the Department of Transportation.
Great.
It's called a Small Community Air Service Development Grant. And what that is going to provide is about $760,000 of federally backed money, and we're going to have a local match of $240,000. But basically, we're going to have a clean million for United to start Denver service. So next month, we're going to be meeting with the airline, and we're going to try to get that commitment because we obviously have their support. They gave a letter of support that we put in that application package.
Sure.
And last night, we brought the the item to council to execute the grant, and I didn't hear any news, so I think it passed, and I'll double check this morning, but I don't see why not. But basically, you know, it's a revenue guarantee, and what that'll allow is a flight to mature, a new flight. So the airport is going to be giving landing fee waivers for this new service. We're allowed to do that as an incentive. So that's kind of how the airport has participated.
Can I just ask you really fast, in airport terms, what is a landing fee incentive?
So a landing fee is really a waiver. So it's an incentive package that the airport's allowed to do. So there's a lot of particulars with how the Airport Enterprise Fund is allowed to be involved in an airline. What the Department of Transportation, the FAA, do not want is an airport basically handing checks to airlines. It needs to be the reverse. The airline needs to be paying fair market value for the use of the airport.
Okay.
And so the enterprise funds are not allowed to get involved in revenue guarantees. Now, the general fund, other enterprise funds, the Economic Development Corporation, any private funds, they can do whatever they want. And also, there's a lot of particulars with marketing. We're not allowed to use our marketing dollars for a single route. We have to promote the airport, all airlines, all destinations. But, you know, like I said before, the revenue guarantee, the general fund or other entities can do, say, Seattle specific or, you know, Burbank. So there's some particulars about how that money is handled. The airport just has to be neutral and has to be equal to all airlines.
And the Burbank airport has seemed to be very successful.
Yeah, that's a very good flight. I've been hearing a lot of great things about that flight.
Yeah, they're having a sale again.
Yeah,
they had another sale.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we have friends that use it all the time. But so now here's a question, because we're here. We see the visual of how Reading is popping up and growing here just in the downtown area. But how do you prove to the airlines such as United that we in Reading have the people or the business people that will use the Denver flights? How do you come up with those statistics?
So that's a great question. What we have is an air service development consultant, Mead and Hunt. So we've been using them for a long time. And so they'll do a number of studies, and something new that we're going to try to do is called a true visitation study. Basically it shows, okay, the community of Reading and the greater area, this is where they like to travel, and we could have a market to Miami or, you know, something specific that we don't know, like Phoenix. I mean, we may have a really good market in Phoenix, and we know that through a lot of different studies. And one of the other things that we say when we go and talk to the airlines, and what's kind of cool about when we ask to meet with the airlines at their headquarters, they actually will accept and meet with us, and that's a big deal, because they don't always do that to a lot of cities.
Yeah.
So just to meet with them and keep up that regular dialogue, eventually something can happen, and so we've seen that with Alaska. So what was really magical is Tony Giovanello and now Todd Jones with Economic Development Corporation, they will come and join us, and they will basically show their statistics and present to the airlines the growth of the area here.
Yeah.
And it was something that's really kind of cool is I've never heard of, you know, data from U-Haul before. And they'll say, hey, look, we're like number two in the, you know, in the nation.
A lot of people are using that. Now, some people will say, well, is there other data? Well, the census, we've grown. The fact is, but, so many people are moving in here. Plus, we can't forget Bethel. Bethel has a large contingent of people that fly all the time for a variety of reasons. Plus, as you said, you know, look at how our businesses are growing around here. Look at how all the different things that are happening. And I think that, again, Reading is a steady, sustained growth. It was another survey that showed we were one of the top places in the top five to open a business in the U.S. So, I mean, all of these can be used as a reason to, for saying, hey, look at us.
Another great thing that happened was the L.A. service. So that actually provided a lot of reliability to air service for our local area. And we've seen a lot of locals, more locals flying. That flight actually stimulated the SFO market by 1.5%. We thought it would take away from it, but it actually stimulated it. And so with more locals flying and actually having a very good experience, it's just only kind of compounded. And when I first started, we were like around 14% retainage of our catch basin, if you will, about 285,000 primary catchment area.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think, we are probably going to be in the low 20s. And so one of my goals, which I believe is really realistic, is 50% of our catch basin flying at their local airport. And if that's true with the growth that we have, you know, the airport's got to do something to keep up.
Well, so, not only that, but regional. The term regional airport, what is that?
Well, we do have, it's great. We have folks coming from Corning, from the Chico area, from far north of here. So it's, people do check out our airport. And, I think it's really cool. And something that I might have touched on before, I don't remember where I was, but we've even seen, folks fly from LA to Reading to then connect to SFO. And vice versa. So we're kind of a hub airport now. So it's really kind of interesting, these changes. So I'm excited to see it.
Honey, we could go out and get a job at TSA. People would like that. You know, like,
well, I don't know about TSA, but I carry some bags.
You carry some bags.
You carry some bags to get on a plane. Is that what you mean?
I carry some bags. Yeah. I'd be like, you know, a girl valet.
Boarding would take like 5 minutes, right?
It wouldn't be long lines. Okay, you look, Granny, you look pretty good to me.
How cool, you guys. I'm so proud of you. This is incredible.
This is incredible.
Now, Nigel, you have some statistics there that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I mean, well, because of COVID.
Well, I want to touch on this, too. The cool thing is that California Adventure District has been presented to some of the airlines, right? And they were actually very interested in knowing more. And so this time around, too, at this next meeting, California Adventure District will be represented, right, in Chicago. So that's good. But we do need to remember that our travel-related spending, our tourism dollars, have gone down, right? So California, in general, because of 2020, COVID, California went down 55%. In travel-related spending, in tourism spending. And that has a direct effect on our region, too. Let's see, in our Cascade Wonderland region, so our 7-8 counties, our revenue or travel-related spending went from $1.2 billion coming in to $710 million. So it went down almost half, right?
Yeah.
And so in 2019, we were at a certain number. At 2021, we are at 50% of that. And so, but because we have this increased air traffic, we do need to somehow reinvent the wheel in order to get back up to the 2019 numbers, right?
Oh, sure.
So, and the other thing that's happening, obviously, because of the fires, you know, I mean, we say it somewhat sarcastically, but half the region is on fire, right? And so
about half.
About half,
when you look at it, it's the size. We've gone past the state of Delaware as far as size of fires. I think, I mean, not Delaware, but Rhode Island. I think we're approaching Delaware right now.
So we're going to have to, in the long run, create additional reasons for people to come here, right? Because we are at the mercy of. We always say one of the biggest assets of our region is the great outdoors, right? All the forests and the outdoor recreation and all that kind of stuff.
Lake Shasta,
yep.
Orville, all right? Those.
All of them. You know, Lassen and the Trinities.
Yeah.
But now what we can see is we need additional reasons for people to come here because we can't always count on the outdoor recreation that we market, right? So, like, people... If we was to market or to advertise people coming to Lassen, well, for the last 2 months, they can't go there, right? And for the next 2 months, they can't go there.
Right.
So as a community and as a region, what I'm talking with some of our counties about in Humboldt and Siskiyou and a few others is actually creating additional reasons for people to come here. So one of the some of the ideas is to actually create a big community adventure week or something like that, right, where all the counties can participate in.
Yeah, you can do it day by day, go to different places.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so one of the reasons, one of the things that we were excited to talk to the airlines about, as Jim was saying and as Tony was saying, that Tony United was interested in the whole California Adventure District concept and the idea. But what they said is we need something that we can fill planes with. So, you know, what can we generate? So having some kind of week-long event that's on a national scale that has a national audience or an international audience is something that the airlines would get behind and help promote and help.
Do you have any ideas about what that might be? What kind of an event would that be? I'm trying to get my arms around this. I'm thinking of things that airlines could put people on. So that would be not necessarily bringing things with you, like a big equestrian event. I'm just using that as an example, but it would be something like a wine event or a big concert.
The way we're going is the different counties have different strengths, right? Different things. And so it would be great to be able to tie them all together. And it would be great to be able to create an event of such magnitude that when people come that they are that they have to go through the region to complete the event, right? So it would be great to have something that, you know, Reading is a hub. Arcade is actually a really good hub. Their flights are doing really well. And to be able to create something that allows visitors to come and go through the various counties, right? So, you know, we totally take for granted Del Norte, right? I mean, as far as an adventure destination, this is amazing, right? Smith River and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Siskiyou County is a perfect example. It's the largest county in the district, as we say, but we tend to concentrate on Mount Shasta. But there's so much on the west side of Siskiyou County and Del Norte County, all the forest and the outdoor recreation. It's incredible.
Well, as you know, as being a radio host and personality, that we are on time. We are at the break.
Oh,
and
yep.
We appreciate, just it flew by. We appreciate you so much.
Well, no, we've got another
taxi. Oh, okay. Good.
We're going to do it.
We have some more info.
We need to talk about the taxi.
Yeah, we're going to move the break, Jared, for about another 8 minutes.
Okay.
And before we welcome our next guest.
All righty. Okay.
But let's talk about this concept that you have of an air taxi.
Mm. So,
Jim's nodding his head.
It's possible.
Well, so as we touched on before, it's great to be able to go to the coast, but it's a 3-hour drive, right? $2.99, and it's a little windy and it's kind of tiring, right? And to be able to go there and back in one day can be very tiring, 6 hours. So you always forced to spend a night. And then we started looking at the numbers, and something like 3,000 cars every day go back and forth between here and Humboldt. That's 3,000. So started having some conversations with my friends in Humboldt. Say, hey, what would you think about if there was an air taxi from Reading to Arcata and Arcata to Reading? And instead of sitting in the car for 3 hours, it would be 45 minutes or 50 minutes.
Yeah.
When can we start? Can we start flying tomorrow? That'd be great. So run it by Jim and Tony. And we already had a few meetings, and I think it's going to happen. So I think pretty soon we'll start with either a once a day or twice a day round trip between Reading.
What kind of seater?
10
seater.
not a big one until you figure out what's going on.
No, we would do that.
But the cool thing is,
I would do that.
That the way we've been talking, and don't want to get into too many details yet because nothing's been finalized at all. But it would go from the Jet Center.
Yeah.
To Murray Field.
No, it makes
sense.
So
in other words, you would bypass all the no waiting, no lines. You just
get on it.
You just get on it.
Hop on.
Well,
fly over.
I love the bubbling effect because through the bubbling effect, things do happen.
That's right.
So I think it's brilliant, and we all know that what that is like. We drove it recently to get over to Trinidad for my father's 90th birthday, and you know, besides road construction, you think it's 3 hours, but road construction made it more like 4.
Yep.
Now that's to Arcata. What about to Sacramento? How many? I mean, there is nothing. I mean, you either drive to Sacramento. Of course, now with all the work that Jim's done, you can leave now out of Reading. But there's still a lot of people that travel down to Sac. So, Well, is there any thoughts about moving it over?
Over the next couple of months, it'd be great to get a poll and see what our community wants, because some people say, hey, well, how about Reno?
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people go from here to Reno on a Friday and come back Sunday.
And then we have these fires to Susanville and that. But anyway, it's brilliant. I hope that happens. It's great. You guys have brought some great statistics and information. And Jim, thank you so much. We can't wait to hear that when the go date happens for the Denver flight.
Yeah.
Denver flights that open up now. Will that be daily? Will that be?
It'll be a daily flight.
Two times a day, or
I think it'll start off as one flight a day, and let that flight mature before they add to it.
Well, Denver being a super hub,
and
let me just be purely selfish here. Our kids live in Albuquerque, and we'd love to just be able to fly out of Redding and catch and Denver is a great hub for it. Pop from Denver right down to Albuquerque.
It's a lot easier than Chicago.
Well, you could take our air taxi. It would only take like 14 hours.
Yeah. I used to fly when I lived between Nashville and Sacramento.
Landed every field.
So every two to three weeks I would fly. For 5 years I did that. And I liked the going from Nashville to Denver. It was easy. It would take me 4 hours. Because you'd have a quick layover. Denver was easy to get around. Chicago was a nightmare because you never knew when you had electrical storms or any kind of craziness with Chicago. But Denver, even with the snow, Denver always seemed to be quite accurate.
It's a reliable airport.
Yes. And so I just think it's super clean and it feels really good. And congratulations.
Yeah.
You've been doing great things.
Yeah. And the great news about the Denver service is United in particular is getting a bunch of gates, 28 if I remember correctly.
Mm.
So that's perfect. And last I heard before COVID, they were getting a bunch of regional jets, which is our market. So there's a lot of great things coming.
Drunk liberal in here. I have said, I've got some secret places, kayaking, hiking, camping, day tripping spots. Wondered how I could turn you on, guys. To them so we could flood them with tourists as well as locals.
Yeah.
Drunk liberal, do you really want to? But there's you know what? The tourists that come in here, we don't realize that so many, I think there's like 10,000 people come into this region just for fishing.
Yeah.
And you think about that, make it easier, we'd get more people fishing. That's just one of the great things around here.
So I think the bottom line is, the amount of money that we are missing out on, right? Is significant. And people say, sometimes people say, well, we don't want all these people coming here. But tourism is one of the main staples that funds a community.
Economics.
Funds the economic development. And unfortunately, we are at the lowest, we're at the lowest spot in all of California. And so even just a 5% increase or a 10% increase. So the whole goal for California Venture District is 10% over 10 years, right? To get our region from 2% where we're at now, right? So our region gets 2% of the total California travel-related spending, and to get that up to 5 or 10%.
And that would bring in a couple billion dollars then.
Easily.
What I think is great about what Nigel's doing is a lot of the locals will benefit from the air service because of that influx of tourism. So, you know, the air service can grow for our own good.
So, okay.
More opportunities.
Jim Wadley, who is the manager of all the Redding airports and has been doing just a bang-up job, building on, as you've said, building on what started before you.
Yep.
But the news about Denver, of course, the idea of having a taxi. Air taxi that goes to a couple of spots. I think, you know, we've got room for that. I don't know if we've ever done that before, but I think it's something that really needs to be looked at. And then people, you know, coming up with ideas to say, hey, look, you know, have you ever looked at this spot or these spots here so we could advertise those?
Yeah.
Major events. Okay. Yep. And then, of course, Nigel Skeet, who is the man that's put the California Adventure District together, has a show every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock if you want to hear some of the things they're doing.
And there. Jim's been on a number of times. He's actually
that's great.
That's right.
Thank you so much for showing up, guys.
Thank you.
This is great.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. He's a locally owned, locally operated firearms dealer. This is where we buy our guns and ammo and all the accessories. Is it Bastiani Arms? Because, one, the customer service is just outstanding, and nobody's better at fixing guns or, you know, tweaking your firearms than John Bastiani. Veterans always get discounts there. So head on down. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with our local Kiwanis Club.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Devon. It is Wednesday, the 9th, or the 8th of September, 7:43 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, air quality index. See, what's the official term? Sucks. 356. It's hazardous. Be careful out there. We've got like 26 different air monitors here in Reading, and right downtown it's 356. A couple other places it's less than that. So just be aware of that. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this portion of the show and this guest. Cornerstone Community Bank, community oriented, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. A great bank to do business with. 3 branches. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, and the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, plus a fourth that's going to open right in Anderson. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios, and we have a very special guest sitting in our studio right now. That's Lori Leiser. And good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
You're looking with it today. You are here to talk about Kiwanis, and, you know, we think about the Kiwanis like in parades and different things through the years, but so it's interesting to see a beautiful woman representing Kiwanis, and we want to know, what is happening with Kiwanis in 2021 with the organization? And you're here today to promote the Kiwanis Club.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Kiwanis has been in place. Kiwanis International actually was established in 1915.
Wow.
We are a global organization. We're in over 80 countries around the world. But each community is different. So each Kiwanis club, each local club, is different to address the issues in the local community. Service is at the heart of every Kiwanis club. Members stage nearly 150,000 service projects and raise nearly $100 million every year for communities, families, and projects. Our local club, our Shasta Dam Club, was established in 1939, so we're 82 years young.
Mm-hmm. Now, kids are a big deal.
Kids are our focus. They are our mission. In fact, our hashtag is Kids Need Kiwanis.
I just went on your site, Kiwanis.org, and you talk about your values. And we all today, especially today, is like, okay, has this club changed with the times? It looks like in your website, if one goes to Kiwanis.org, you'll see your values. You're passionate about making a difference, helping kids grow and succeed at the heart of everything we do, but how we do it is just as important. We believe our neighborhoods and our world are best served when people of all ages and different backgrounds work together to share their time and talents.
Exactly.
So it kind of go deeper into that.
Well, we care about kids, and because we care about kids, we care about the community in which they are reared. Our focus locally is the Gateway School District. We support all of the elementary schools and the high school there. We also have their are leadership programs mm-hmm. for every age level in those schools, all the way through high school and on through college.
You do scholarships as well.
We do. We do scholarships for students who have been participating in our leadership programs. We also do a scholarship through the High School and Junior High Rodeo Association.
Mm-hmm.
We do the concessions for them down in Red Bluff when they have their rodeos, and it's just a hoot.
Oh, yes.
To use a rodeo term.
All right.
For the rodeo term.
Red Bluff Roundup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a joy to watch these kids. They are polite. They are honest. They're humble. And it's so much fun to be able to provide food for their concession situation. And the funniest thing that ever happened, one of the first times I was working our concession trailer down there, I turned to look at the window where people place their orders, and there was a horse staring me right in the face.
Oh, I love it. Well, of course. You're at a rodeo. It's horse friendly. So, you have a golf tournament. Let's talk about some of the things.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Back and let's talk
Lori,
about the
stay
golf.
With us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been at it a couple of decades, been to a number of schools. He does not take any type of chances with your safety. He can fix a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He gives free consultations. He'll give you a free estimate. He won't waste your time if he can't fix it. He'll send you to somebody that he does trust, but he can fix most of those little windshield items that you need to get fixed before they get worse. Call him at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst. We'll be right back with Lori Leiser and about this a fundraiser and a golf tournament they're getting ready to have.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot, electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. My family came to California during the Gold Rush. Since that time, the state has seen world wars, depressions, earthquakes, and more. It hasn't been easy, and we still have big problems. But I'm telling you right now, don't be discouraged. I'm running for governor because we can make a difference. I'm an optimist, and I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. We will get our homeless mandatory care and housing. We will build power and water supplies so we don't suffer blackouts and rationing. We will save Prop 13 and cut high taxes. Working together, we will put California right back on top. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor. Thank you.
Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It is 7:52 here on the 8th of September, and Linda and I are here with Lori Leiser, who is the president of our local Kiwanis Club, and you all,
Shasta Dam, Shasta County.
Shasta County. And you have a program that's been very successful.
We do. We recognized a number of years ago that there are many children, students, who depend on the school breakfast and lunch program. And we got to thinking about it. What do these kids do on the weekends? Where is their nutrition coming from?
Mm-hmm.
So some people brainstormed and put this together where we send home a backpack filled with food every Friday during the school year with these kids. When we ended this program for the summer, we were doing 140 bags of food every single week.
We're talking here on a local level now.
We are. This is the Gateway School District. We're talking Grand Oaks, Shasta Lake School, and Buckeye School of the Arts.
Okay.
We also have a food pantry for students at the high school, Central Valley High School.
How do you select these kids?
Teachers can recognize who has needs. All families can sign up for the program. There are a number of ways.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a
beautiful
how long
thing.
Have you been doing this?
At least 7 years, I want to say. And that's a guess.
See, no, but I've never heard of this program. I mean, we know about, you know, the school nutrition programs, right. Which is outstanding. But you're helping the kids when they go home.
Exactly.
On the weekends. And, you know, there's a pride thing for some families. So it's good for teachers to notice, you know, maybe not being able to, what's the word I want to say, focus in class, certain things that happen when you have poor nutrition. So, wow, you found a niche. And you, in order to do that, let's talk about how many backpacks do you send out every week?
140. Of course, in the COVID world, we're not doing the backpacks because of that thing. Mm-hmm. We're just doing grocery bags, and that's worked fine. But 140 a week, and you know what? It costs money to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so somebody from your organization must go shopping and get the fruit cups and get the things that the kids, that make fun eating for kids. You know,
right.
That's a whole niche in itself.
That's a big job. And what we do when they have specials at Costco, all of us will go in and buy the limit of whatever granola bars are on sale that week,
sure.
You know.
Now, but it costs money to do this. And this leads us to your golf tournament.
Absolutely. Our golf tournament this year will be held on October the 24th. That's a Sunday at the golf club Tierra Oaks. They are our proud sponsors. We have some corporate sponsors that are helping us out with that. And we would open that up to the public. We're also looking for players. We have openings for teams, for foursomes. It'll be a shotgun start at 9 o'clock that morning. And, you know, Linda, we're looking for somebody to sing the national anthem. Do you know of anybody that might be able to do that?
I love it. Put me right up there. You mean you're going to start your golf? September 11th, I'm going to be singing. The Marine Corps Ball, I'm going to be singing. Certain things along those lines. But nobody's ever asked me to sing the national anthem to start off a golf tournament.
Hey. I'm glad I'm the first.
And so is there a flag that's going to be flying?
Oh, yes.
So we're going to meet where, so people are going to be thinking, okay, I'm going to get out of here. It's my foursome. I'm getting, what do you gather? Give me a visual because
okay.
I'm there.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We want to play. I'm going to do it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes, all the carts will be right by the pro shop and the flag is right there. Everybody will be gathered together, and we will sing the national anthem.
Okay, Lori, how do people sign up for this?
We have the forms available. They are on our Facebook page. You can go just search for Shasta Dam Kiwanis, and you can find them there. Or you can contact our tournament chair. Her name is Kathy Wheeler, and her telephone number is area code 530-200-0069.
Wasn't she Kathy Wheeler, like Republican Woman of the Year or something?
I don't know.
All right. Will you come here and bring us some of those forms? You have them here in the office. So people, because there's so much information that happens here in the morning. Yes, you can go online and you can do that, but we're going to have forms here at the station.
Wonderful.
You'll do that for us. If I'm going to sing the national anthem, there are two little trades there. No, there's no trades. It's always my honor and my joy. I think it's really beautiful that you're deciding to do that, to bring people together in a moment of, like, we're here, we're supporting this, we're proud to be American, we stand under our flag, we represent, and we're here, let's start off with this intention.
It's what Kiwanis is all about.
Okay, so we're talking on October the
24th.
It's a golf tournament out at Tierra Oaks.
Beginning at 9 a.m.
The money goes to support the backpack program the Kiwanis have that helps kids and that need that they send food home with them on the weekends, so they'll have proper nourishment over the weekends, and they can start off school Monday. So this is a great program, Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I have not even heard of this before until today.
Well, I'm glad you had the opportunity to bring this to the public's eye.
Thanks for calling and getting on the air right now. This is fabulous. Okay, so October 24th, mark your calendars. We will be there, and we just have to figure out who we're going to have with us on the foursome that we can embarrass, or I can embarrass with. Will I hit the ball today?
It's not that if you hit the ball. It's where the ball goes.
Exactly.
So, Lori, thank
it's
you.
All fun.
Thank you so much for coming on today. And before October 24th, we'll roll through here again and encourage people to sign up for this. People love to play golf, and you don't even have to play golf very well because you're in a foursome, and I'm sure it's best ball. Always has to be best ball, or you'll never get me out there.
We'll come in at 7 o'clock at night.
As we have before. We have finished last before, but we learned to cut off at the 15th hole.
At the ninth hole.
At the 15th hole and run straight up the hill. Okay, thank you so much. Now, when we come back after the news, we're going to have Jake Mangus in here from Reading Chamber of Commerce. And all this news about what's happening with the, you know, with the unsolicited proposal to sell a major part of our river, and what the city council said last night is very interesting. So we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Four former Gitmo detainees have been named to the cabinets of the new Taliban government of Afghanistan. Those aren't the only appointments raising eyebrows around the world. Sirajuddin Haqqani, the new interior minister in the FBI, has a $5 million bounty on his head. Senator Ben Sasse describing Haqqani as a bloodthirsty terrorist, armed, dangerous, and running a country we just abandoned. Former President George W. Bush and Vice President Kamala Harris to attend a 9/11 ceremony, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, this weekend.
Former President Bush will be among those speaking at the 20th annual observance of the September 11th attacks at the Flight 93 National Memorial. During the ceremony, the names of the passengers and crew members from Flight 93 will be read with the ringing of the bells of remembrance. Vice President Harris will attend, but is not scheduled to give remarks. President Biden will visit the memorial separately as he visits all three 9/11 crash sites on Saturday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nonsense. That's how Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis describes talk of him running for president in 2024. That has some Trump backers pumped up. They're pulling for Mr. Trump to jump into the race. And speaking of the former president, he is firing back at departing GOP Senator Pat Toomey.
The former president is calling Toomey, quote, a terrible representative for both Pennsylvania and the United States. Mr. Trump also repeated his support for Republican Sean Parnell, who's in the race to replace Toomey next year. Toomey is one of seven Republicans who voted to convict Mr. Trump at his second impeachment trial earlier this year. In an interview last week, Toomey also urged the GOP not to nominate Trump again in 2024. Bob Agner reporting.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 90 points, NASDAQ off 140, and the S&P trading 17 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I work with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle and they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
India's top court clearing the way for more women to join the military.
Women were previously only able to join the armed forces on short-term commissions for up to 5 years, which resulted in them making up just half of 1% of the Army's 1.4 million personnel, 1% of the Air Force, and 6.5% of the Navy. They've also not had the same benefits as their male counterparts. Pressure was building from India's Supreme Court, which criticised the government for having a regressive mindset and discriminative policies. So women will now be allowed to study for permanent commissions alongside men, though they'll still be blocked from serving in most frontline combat roles.
That's the BBC's Dan Johnson.
Moroccans choosing a new parliament and local leaders in elections that have been reshaped by the pandemic, whose outcome tough to predict as opinion polls were not allowed ahead of the vote. News and analysis at townhall.com. Six of the 20 men going on trial in France for the deadly 2015 ISIS attack on Paris being tried in absentia.
Salah Abdeslam, who abandoned his rental car in northern Paris and discarded a malfunctioning suicide vest before fleeing home to Brussels, has refused to speak with investigators, but he holds the answers to many of the remaining questions about the attack and the people who planned it, both in Europe and abroad. For the first time, victims can also have a secure audio link to listen from home if they want, with a 30-minute delay. The trial is scheduled to last 9 months, with September dedicated to laying out the police and forensic evidence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Controversial Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, constitutionally barred from a second term, officially accepted his party's nomination to run for vice president in the next election. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Oh, yes, it's Wednesday, and welcome to the show here on the 8th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Carl and DeBott here at Free Fire Radio. Our show, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get in our chat room. You know, our chat room's talking. I'm not sure what they're talking about.
What are they talking about?
I don't
about?
Know what they're talking about. I mean, they're talking about something, and I'm thinking, did I miss a part
well,
of
we were,
was I unconscious during part of our show?
Well,
here?
We were really digging the whole thing about the backpack thing with the Kiwanis and the kids, and we committed to doing something that day, okay.
Anyway,
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, like Carl said, we hear live this morning, there is a heat advisory going on, areas of smoke. If you look out there right now, it's like San Francisco fog. 105 today, overnight lows of 72. Tomorrow calls for hazy skies with 99. And according to the forecast, Thursday night, we may have slight chance of thunderstorms with the overnight lows of 66. Friday calls for 90, overnight lows 65. Saturday, 94. And Sunday, 93. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. The Kinney family, always doing right by our community. 365-3793.
Veteran own business. Lake Shasta water level is 166 feet below the full pool of 1,067 feet. There's still 900 feet left, and let's not forget that, in Shasta Lake. Air quality index today, and we've been, you know, we've kind of like dodged the bullet for several days, but today it's hazardous at 336. So if you've got lung problems or asthma or anything like this, you might want to think about staying inside and avoiding that. Or if you're outside, I hate to say this, wear a mask. That can, you know, help some when you're going through this. Okay. Hey, Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And we've heard that it was Oncologist Nurses Day. Was there another one?
Ampersand Day.
I'm sorry?
It's Ampersand Day.
I still haven't. Ampersand?
Yeah. Isn't that like the at?
I thought it was the...
Oh, no, it's
it
the
was
one
the
of those,
the musical
and.
Thing?
It's or? The and.
Oh,
oh. It's this one.
Oh, that
yeah,
one.
That one.
Could you blah, spell blah, blah, that blah, for blah. Me, please?
Ampersand.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Good. Hey, we're here with Jake Mangus, who is the president, or excuse me, CEO.
I thought it was an insect for a minute.
You had the ampersand?
Yeah.
Is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce here. And good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Big news yesterday. It broke Thursday.
Yeah.
And about the proposed, an unsolicited, this was unsolicited, and what we mean by that is the city didn't go out and ask for this proposal. A group of people that are McConnell Foundation, K2, which is everybody knows that is building downtown here,
yep.
the Turtle Bay, and a place called Populous. Populous is a international company, and if you go to their website, they've built beautiful venues, stadiums, museums, all types of different venues for sporting events and other events. They've got offices, their main offices in Missouri, but they've got one in San Francisco and Australia, Europe, number of different offices. And they have made a proposal to buy like 200 acres, maybe 212 acres, and which includes parts of the Turtle Bay area, the Sheraton and Mosaic land, the Civic Auditorium, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, and more. Did you know about this before it broke last
week? It's a big deal. I did not know the specifics, so I was, you know, reading on the Reading.com this morning, the recap of what had transpired last night, just like everybody else. That said, you got little clues along the way that something was brewing. Just little things that I've observed is that the Reading Rodeo Association, I've been in contact with Bennett Gooch and the fellas over there and ladies for a long time, and they said that they've struggled to get more than a year-to-year lease with the city for the rodeo grounds.
That's been going on for years.
Yep, Then you've got the Civic Auditorium, and they're going through negotiations right now, and I don't know that these things are even related, but you just kind of put them together. But the last thing is that we, as part of one of our projects, have been charged with trying to put forward a riverfront amphitheater along the Sacramento River.
Right.
So I had this wild hair idea to do something big and say, well, if you're going to spend a few hundred thousand dollars to put a shade structure over a concrete pad right there between the Sundial Bridge and Civic, what if we actually looked at a multi-million dollar project and made something fantastic that would attract those A-list performers to be there and really be a treasure for the community? I brought this up in one of our Ford Reading Foundation meetings, which is our 501c3, the Ford Reading Foundation. Mm-hmm. And someone in the room pulled me aside and said, you might want to hold off on that because, there's something else brewing that's kind of similar to that. And let's, just give us a little bit of time. So anyway, then when I saw that closed session agenda item and I saw the players involved that you mentioned, including that Populous company, I thought, bingo, that's it. That must be what they were talking about. So the way that we look at it as a chamber, at least I do, is this is exciting. This is prime real estate. It's the public's land. So when I started getting all these phone calls over the last couple of days, the theme was, hey, we need to discuss this transparently in the open.
That's from the beginning. And I thoroughly, and as Dr. Paul DeNuca pointed out last night at the meeting, this thing is so big that, to do it behind closed doors, even though they may do that.
May have been procedural, though, too.
But what they did was said, nope, we're not going to accept this. We're, in fact, going to go out, have the city staff come back with other ideas on this. Now, sure, the people putting it together, this wasn't going to be something that was going to happen right away either, though. This was an extended time period, to do the studies, and before the whole thing came into fruition. But I think the city council made a wise move last night, because this is too important to not that the city council or a bunch of, imbeciles, because they're not. But this has an impact on all of us.
It does. I also know that, at least the way that you hear rumors about all this stuff, so it'll be nice to get some clarity in the near future. But one of the things that people were supposing was they're going to kick the rodeo out. Well, that's not necessarily the case. I know that even in these rumored discussions as to what they would be talking about as far as an event center, it's possible that that could be an event center that encompasses the rodeo.
Could be an indoor. Yeah. There's plenty of stadiums. Yeah. They have the National Finals Rodeo is an indoor rodeo. And, when it's not doing the rodeo, it's doing everything else out there.
Right.
So, there's that possibility. But here's the thing. Here's what the city council can do for any plan coming in.
Yep.
They can approve it. They can disapprove it. Or they can be like, I'll take one and two. I don't like three and four. And number five, I want to change it to this. So, yep. You know, with the input of the citizens, it can be something that we all have a say on. Somebody said, well, they shouldn't have had a closed door. They had to have that first one as a closed door because they couldn't discuss it unless they were together. So, and what they voted on right away was, we're not going to do this.
Yep.
Closed door. So I understand why they did it, and I heartily applaud what they came up with.
Yeah, I don't know that they even had appraised values on all the
no,
parcels.
They don't.
So it would have been an impossible decision to make.
They're going to, but part of the land that's being purchased is already owned, you know, privately owned. So the idea, I'm not against this at all.
Sure.
I think that there's a lot of potential there. However, as I was talking to one of the principals in this yesterday, I don't want to see the ambiance of Reading disappear in glass and steel.
That's true.
Does that make sense?
It does. And I think that's kind of the discussion that we've had over the years with Chris Koutras and the thoughts about Park Marina Drive as well is, how do we create something that's got some continuity that works for the Koutras family and their heritage and their legacy and is the right fit for Reading? So that is a very subjective term. So I think what you mentioned earlier is exactly right. We've got to get public input on this, and it may be just a way, and I'm just guessing myself, but McConnell Foundation, they look into the future. You got Turtle Bay, the city of Reading, K2. These are some heavy hitters, and they're probably saying, you know what, let's just put this out there and see what we can come up with here, working with I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they entrusted some sort of a well-thought-of third-party consultant that comes in and says, this is how you develop waterfront, and, you know, here's how community vitality can be further enriched in Reading. I mean, we look at downtown is sort of the red bullseye on a dartboard, and then that outer bullseye green ring I see as the riverfront. So they're really related. We're seeing that, I don't know, another analogy is that little pebble in the pond and those ripples start to move out. So
yeah,
well, it's kind of the next big thing, I would say.
We need to take a break. But the thing about it is besides being transparent, the planning for all of this is going to be on the dime of the people that have the idea. In other words, okay, I don't have to accept your plan, but I'm not going to spend a penny on it until I see it. And then at that point, we open this up for discussion. So, I mean, that could be $1 million worth of work done right there just to present a plan.
We remember what happened with the Sheraton, and ultimately it went to the voters and everything.
Yes.
And I would assume that the groups involved would like to avoid that at all costs. But, if it came down to it, then that maybe that's it. But it's kind of fun to think that we're talking about this now. So,
yeah. Okay.
Great potential down there.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Grant and Mike Huber. Mike's been doing this for almost two decades. He works by appointment only, but I guarantee you that he will make your house more beautiful. He is a true artist when it comes to working with granite or slate or marble. That new kitchen, the way it looks, other rooms in your house. This is what Mike does, and he does a great job at it. Like I said, he works by appointment only, and if you give him a call at 241-STONE, he'll come out and give you a free consultation. State Granite, a veteran-owned business, and Mike's one of the good guys. 8:17 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Air quality index is really bad at 336. We'll be right back.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
I'm voting yes to recall Newsom and voting for Jenny Ray LaRue for governor. I've lived in California for 27 years. Newsom's broken promises are ruining California. I've met Jenny Ray. Jenny Ray is a business owner, mom, and farmer. She keeps her promises. Jenny Ray will build a safe future with great schools, good jobs, and more than enough water and power. Jenny Ray will free California to live, work, and breathe again.
Approved by Reading resident Jenny Ray LaRue for Governor 2021.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment.
The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, live on stage in the Event Center.
This highly entertaining stand-up comedy and magic show is rated funny, laughter for all. Starring Steve Mason, Jake Daniels, Tony DeJamco, and Mark Key.
Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, Thursday, September 9th.
Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Prepare to have a blast. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at the River Club and WindRiver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosh, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Charlie's got a gold watch. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life. And Charlie's got a
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. It's Wednesday, the 8th of September, 22 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. And
this portion of the show is brought to you by, oh yes, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Okay, they've been with us. We've been with them since the day that we began our radio program. We love their hominess and their wholesomeness in their store, where, you know, you want to have a loose stone set or a watch repaired or buying something for somebody for a special occasion. Let the experts help you in selecting that. They also have a wonderful estate and turquoise vintage Indian jewelry. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Okay. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO.
Oh, by the way.
Oh.
Yes, we are with Jake Mangus, and of course you're going to be probably at this event, but we do have 4 tickets for Taste of Reading.
Ooh, I will be there.
Yes,
those are $50 tickets.
Yeah, this is happening Sunday, folks, and we want to give them to our loyal listeners. So we're going to take a caller right now, 605-4567. This begins the time. My gosh, I don't see this. Do we know if it's a daytime or nighttime?
No, it starts at noon and it goes to 4.
All right. Well, the tickets are for Sunday, and there are 4 here. So you can take some friends and treat them to something extremely special. 605-4567 for Taste of Reading.
Yep. That's $200 worth of tickets, and I guarantee you're going to have a great time.
Reading West Rotary Club, they do an awesome job, even though it's not our club, not the club I'm in, but that's all right. You know, they do great work. That's a fun day.
Yeah, great stuff.
Sometimes people use names in vain here.
Sure.
Who speaks for the Reading Chamber of Commerce?
For the Reading Chamber of Commerce, the way that it works is that the CEO represents the organization in public, and I take the position of our board of directors' consensus
on the board of directors.
That's correct.
Right.
And then the board chair, from time to time, may also speak on behalf of the organization. But we're always in lockstep on that so that we've got consistency in our messaging.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's because sometimes, you know, people get carried away at times. We've discussed the proposed land sale that the city council has just told them. They rejected it, essentially. They just rejected it and said, we're not against it, but we're going to have the city staff go out and look at different things, too, but not that you can't be one of these.
Yep.
And they promised to make it as transparent. Well, they've got to.
You're right. I mean, I got a couple of the phone calls that I received yesterday were from people in the community that have invested in Reading, and
yeah.
They were raising an eyebrow and wanting to know, you know, is this going to be a fair fight? And not that it's a fight, but really,
no, I understand.
You know, just to be able to, hey, I might have a proposal that I'd like to make as well. So. Therein lies the opportunity for the community, really, is that you look at the rodeo grounds, and I mean, I think if we ask the listeners, raise your hand if you've had a great experience down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, most of us would say yes, absolutely.
Every year.
And then the boat launch there, and how many times mm-hmm. you put in there and, you know, catch a, you know, world-class rainbow trout right in the middle of Reading and all of that stuff. But the point is that you look at that whole area and you think, well, that was developed, in most of it in the 60s, I believe, and around the Reading Civic Auditorium and the brutalist architecture of that, and the covered wagon publication of the Shasta Historical Society did a great job in the history of that building itself, and sort of a reflection of the monolith across the way and everything that had happened there before with the building of Shasta Dam. So, are we just heading into the next phase for that? I mean, we've redeveloped before. We'll redevelop again. And not that you want to just see everything bye-bye, but there could be something special created there that really is Reading, that connects us with the downtown and other parts of the community, that has that river trail connection that goes through. All of these things, I mean, I don't know. I'm not an urban designer, so I'm just excited to be in some ways a part of this.
I just want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and you're going to see
good summary.
You're going to see a lot of stuff. You're going to see a lot of proposals, I believe, over this next year. And I think it is going to be a level playing ground when they open it up to more people, having just one group come in there.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with them coming in because they kicked the ball down the road on this one.
Sure.
Which is really good.
Yeah.
Because we can use that. The Kutras family is going to develop Park Marina Drive as they should. We have something like, 60,000 cars or a day going by us or more. I heard it may even be more than that. And what will it do to, what will it take to get 10% of those cars off the road?
Yeah, that's right. More things for people to see and do as a destination and not just a stop through. That's for sure. I had lunch with Chris Gutras yesterday, and we were talking about all this stuff and where they're at with Park Marina, right, is they're talking about that road diet. Where will Park Marina Drive go? Serta's at the table. They've got some grant money and all of that. And, you know, would there be a way of moving the road away from the river slightly to create some more land that could be developed in some way? And I know that that he's excited about that. And
there's talk about taking it through one of the neighborhoods there, right?
Yeah, well, it's you know the little park that
Goose Park.
The Goose Park that used to be the, I always think about the miniature golf course of my youth or whatever, but Washington Avenue is the name of that little parallel street back there, but bringing the road back either through the middle of that park or toward the back side of it and then having it come back down and rejoin the original footprint of that road. And what could that create? Something that will create commerce, but also additional recreational space for the community. And I know for Chris, he is thinking about the heritage of the Gutras family, the legacy, his son George, and the idea that this should be something that's really Reading, you know, something that most of the community, if not all the community, will be able to enjoy, and that it's connected with the rest of these amenities that we're talking about over in that complex where Turtle Bay is and the Sheraton and the Civic and all that, and then on to the downtown with the back roads connection in. And all that stuff that, like, Shasta Living Streets has been working on and everything. So much is going on. It's really amazing.
Wow. I mean, like, what happened? I mean, we've been here for a long time, right? And I was telling us the other day that I drove down the alley because I just spaced out and went, oh, I missed my turn. So I drove down the alleys and was like, my God, the alleys look really nice.
Yeah. We've got, like, you know, lighted up murals in some of these alleys.
Yes.
And people in Reading have just said, hey, I want to do a mural, too. And you've got this, I don't know, it's called like the wishing wall or something. And, you know, those wish flowers that we known as like dandelions or whatever, right? But
right.
You go, make a wish, one of those types of things. And off they go to germinate all over your lawn.
How's that work for you?
But it's a pretty nice little addition there over where the former Valley Auto Wholesale used to be.
Which has been bought by somebody else.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what's happening just across the street from us.
And also, they're moving trees and at the Costco, proposed Costco site. As you see, it's completely cleared nearly. Pretty amazing to see that. So they've
been waiting for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I think that they should be ready to move.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot going on.
There's not going to, you know, there's we're not changing our mind here. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'll just say is that we have life insurance with Judy, and we're very, very, very happy with the service that we get from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and you will be too. Problems with your home insurance because of fires? Talk to Judy. Want a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401s? Give Judy a call at 221-0441. This isn't Judy's first rodeo. She's been doing this since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Jake Manguson and what's happening right down here on Market Street.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
And dreams do come true. And it's the, you know, you got to dream in order to achieve. And I think about that with a lot of local businesses because, you know, so many businesses are, have been affected with the shutting down of, you know, with the COVID and the masking. But you know what? Here we are this Sunday. Taste of Reading is going to be in full swing. Outside, I believe Jake Mangus is with us this morning. Now, I know we're talking about other things, but I do have four more tickets. We've been given tickets to give away, which are, to me it's such a treat for our listeners to be able to go and just get out of the house and do something that is celebrating and supporting our community. So different restaurants, I've been to this before, different restaurants will have their kiosk or their areas, and they've done a tasting of maybe something that they're popular for with a little bit of maybe wine with that. It's variations, and I don't know what they're going to do this year, but we do have tickets, and it's a $50 entry. We've got four we're giving away. We already gave one four-pair or two pair away just about 15 minutes ago. So we're going to give one more pair away, or two more pairs, so that's four tickets, 605-4567, and go enjoy yourself. Do something where you celebrate our community, thank the business owners. It's a lot of hard work. We need to get out, and we're going to be in an environment where you're outside. So give us a call, 605-4567, and enjoy these tickets.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the premier hospital in this area, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. The only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotics system. Less pain, less intrusive surgery, and get up on your feet better. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We're here with Jake Mangus. And by the way, Shasta Regional Medical Center sponsors this show.
Casey Fatchen is the team.
There you do.
Yep. So he's one of my board members, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's good. He's a good seed.
Okay, now here's some things that came up. Ask Jake about putting a river wave at Park Marine.
Oh, man. So, I mean,
Yeah, they've got a small one. You harness the river. You move it in so it becomes a place that people can surf.
And the thing about it that's tricky, I know, is that we are at the we're beholden to the Bureau of Reclamation and their releases from from Keswick and Shasta Dam as the river fluctuates. We've got a mighty river. I'm with them though. I think that sounds really awesome. Just more things that are going to attract people down there. Headwaters Adventure Company, which is a total name drop. I'm not being bashful about that. They are with us at the Chamber, and they do a great job, actually. If you're interested in getting on a kayak and getting on the river, they will put you in. They have them for rent, for sale. You can try it out, stand-up paddleboard. I don't know if you'd do that on the river right off the bat, but the kayaks themselves, you can go upstream. This thing cuts through the water and the current. It's amazing how that works.
Well, so, if you look at our drift boats, how they move them back and forth.
We could do a much better job, though, in building businesses around the river, just things that people can do on the water and experience. And those are things that are really integral to the brand of Redding. And that's what our tourism marketing director, Danny Orloff, is working on. I know he's watching on YouTube right now, which is why I gave him a shout-out. So,
yeah. Hey, Danny.
a couple things here. Chat room. This chat room's moving pretty quick. If I'm not looking at it all the time, you may ask a question. It's gone. But here's one about, do you know how much the rodeo brings in every year?
I don't. I don't off the top of my head.
I've had Bennett Gooch as, but it's a couple $1 million. It's not like $10,000.
It's a big economic impact every year.
Yeah.
When we think of Cool April Nights and the rodeo, that duo really helps Redding that time of the year. Not only with just the ticket sales and everything, but people coming in from out of town and then doing all the things that they do.
Yeah. So it does have a significant impact on it. So it's not like they break even. No, it's much more than that. Now, right here across the street from us, Enjoy was on Monday and told us they are moving down to the old Board Mart, which is going to allow them to really expand and do a lot of things they've wanted to do for years. But also that property next to it that's been for sale as long as I've lived here, probably a lot longer.
The vacant lot where the firefighters park their trucks now across the street from
right across there.
Fire station number one. Yeah.
It's fenced in and all this. So, but I understand that K2 is in negotiations there.
That's been a rumor that I've heard as well. I got to get that substantiated, but I'm assuming that's correct. And so we know that those guys have a track record of getting stuff done. So wouldn't be surprised if we saw something going vertical before too long there. What I've always anybody who's watching or listening, they know I've said this before, but I would love Redding to have a wiffle ball park somewhere, and that's actually one of those spots where they've already got the light standards. It's perfect dimensions for it. And right when you come into Redding, you can see people playing these 3-on-3 co-ed leagues and then going to Maxwell's after the game and stuff. But we know that's not the highest and best use. But maybe I should talk to Daniel and say an interim plan. You know, maybe just let me put out some bases and some artificial turf and let's go.
Wiffle ball, pickleball, all these things that are going on.
Okay. I know. I'm kidding, okay, everyone. I do want a wiffle ball park in Redding, but I know that's not the best location. So there we go.
The fact is, though, is that with listening to the California Adventure District and Jim Wadley coming in here from the from the manager of all the airports here, opening up this flights to Denver.
Yeah.
Opening up, they're looking at maybe a puddle jumper from here to Arcata over there.
Sure.
Maybe down to Santa Rosa, maybe even to Sacramento, so people can just catch a 30-minute flight down to Sacramento and then make their make their connections. And but once we've got connections to LA, San Francisco, Seattle, the coast, having that big one to Denver, which is a major hub.
Yeah, I know.
It's all
Todd all Jones big. At the EDC. I know they're going out in October to meet with the United folks in Chicago, and hopefully that'll be where they seal the deal on the Denver flight. So we wish them luck on that one. We know they got that big grant recently that is more than, I think it's like 3/4 of the way to the $1 million revenue guarantee that would likely be needed for United. It's one of those can't lose propositions for the airline, right? So then we just have to prove that we've got the demand here to make it pencil without that revenue guarantee.
Hey, Jared, who won those four tickets for Taste of Reading?
Indian Dave.
Oh, Indian Dave, have fun.
Hey, I've met him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's one of those people.
He wants to be called Indian Dave, by the way.
Yeah, that's
true.
His name.
I mean, I'm sorry, he wants to be called Indian Dave. Okay, and to back that up, two more tickets for the Reading Asphalt Cowboys 67th Annual Community Barbecue, which is also September 12th. Two tickets. And you know what? This is like a really cool meal. You drive through. It's all prepared with the beans and the coleslaw and the whole thing from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Two tickets for that, 605-4567. Come by the station and get them, but give us a call. And your name will be on those tickets for that Sunday barbecue.
Hey, does the Chamber of Commerce members include individuals like real estate agents or beauticians and things like this, small businesses?
They absolutely do.
Okay.
We actually have memberships for civic members who are not in business, and that's, you know, $100 to $200 a year. A one-person operation is $200 a year to be a part of the chamber. And then our traditional business member is $300, and then we've got $500 and $1,000, and it's kind of just a la carte. You choose what you'd like, and then the more you invest, the more different marketing tools we can utilize. We've got about 10,000 followers on social media, so we will do more posts and things like that for you. We have e-blasts that we do on behalf of our members to our mailing list, which are decision makers and businesses. So, you know, if you want to check it out at readingchamber.com, there's a Join Now button you can click, or you can come see us.
We're going to take our last break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Bethany Avenue is a veteran-owned business that gives superb haircuts. The only place I've had my haircut since living in Reading. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Anybody that puts that on your window is people of great intestinal fortitude.
They are,
today's woke society. We'll be right back. 8:46, 72 degrees out there. Your air quality index, my friends, is really, really high down in downtown Reading, and just, you know, which it's hazardous down here, and it's just nasty everywhere else. Thanks to our fire, to the wind shifting and bringing it down from Trinity County. This is, again, we need to think about those firefighters that are out there. I mean, there's thousands, literally thousands of men and women out there on those lines trying to get these fires under control. It would help if our government, and I'm talking about feds and state governments, could get it together and come up with a plan to help mitigate this so we don't have this go. We don't have it burning in the scars every 3 years of old fires. So that's just on the side. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM your talk radio. Sports and show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All of your tobacco needs, all the accessories. They have a grab bag of cigars for under $30. These are hand-selected cigars that are absolutely fabulous. This is Tobacco and Brew. Again, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So many things happening around here.
True.
The big thing, of course, was that proposed land sale, an unsolicited.
That's right.
But and the city council turned it back and said, you know what? Not a bad idea, but let's go out and look to see who else might want to do this. And we were talking about the San Antonio Riverwalk.
Yes.
And Populous is the one that did that. Now, the San Antonio Riverwalk is not a river. It's a canal, by the way.
Yeah, let's be real about this.
It's a canal, it is brought in.
The San Antonio Canal Walk just didn't have the same ring
to
it.
But it's brought in probably hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to San Antonio.
And you can have a beer walking along the sidewalk and enjoying everything,
And they have, you know, you can get on these little barges and eat and all those things like that.
My cousin has a jazz club in San Antonio right near there in the Pearl Brewery. It's called Jazz Texas. And he was out here a few years ago for our, chamber event, the Legends and Leaders Gala. And he's been part of that renaissance there, and it's pretty amazing what they've done.
Yeah. Hey, Tumbleweed, you and I don't always agree on things, but my hat's off to you. He was a bull rider
for a
couple seasons, and he competed in a lot of local places around here. I tried that.
On the rankest bulls.
I tried that. I guess probably around 50 years ago now. in maybe not quite. It only took me three bulls to figure out, and this was in, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, and we had the Marine Corps rodeo.
Oh, there my gosh.
It only took me three bulls to figure out this is not something I wanted to pursue at any length of time. Yep. Not that I was on
them. Take some serious cojones to get on one of those guys.
It's the fact that it's like doing anything. You get piled off a bull and they stomp on you or something like that. Your career's over right then, too. So, but the people get on them. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Hats off to anybody that does those things, or saddle bronchs or all that. We've got so many great things happening around here. Jake, what do you see in the next six to 12 months?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to see continued Block 7 development along California Street. That's going to start to take shape and go vertical. You're going to have that downtown parking garage completed.
Seven stories.
Yeah.
Six or seven.
Yeah, so people be parking in a central location.
Somebody told me that it's, oh, no, man, that's seven stories. And I said, no, it's not. And I went outside and looked. Yeah, it is.
The Costco project will keep moving along, and Redding will keep moving forward with all of these exciting development projects.
The Redding Rancheria moving of the casino to I-5 is not a dead deal.
No,
not at all.
That will continue to be part of the discussion in our meetings, and then also, let's see, so it's September 8th, so in 12 months we'll be looking forward to the city council elections and all of that. The Chamber of Commerce, for the first time, to my knowledge anyway, we are launching something called the Redding Chamber Candidates Academy, and it's in response to what our members say that they find very valuable from us, which is to help elect business-friendly candidates. And what we are committing to is to make sure that this is a credible process, that it's led with integrity, with transparency, and with the voice of our members involved. So for four successive Wednesday evenings in October, if you are interested in figuring out what does it take to run for local office, we're going to connect you with experts in political science, those that have actually successfully won seats in our community in the past, as well as those that are experts in other realms of running a campaign.
Advertising.
One of our evenings is actually on controlling your message, knowing the issues and also deciding your platform and all that.
Are you going to issue a thicker skin? It didn't used to have to have a 2-inch thick skin when you ran, but now things have changed.
And actually, you bring up a good point, and it actually our additional motivation to doing this now is in response to how difficult it's been in recent years. And we want people who have thought about it and maybe shied away to know that there's a support system out there that will encourage you to get out there and run. And this is, I say this with a straight face, this is a nonpartisan effort on our behalf. And we're not going to have this, this doesn't conclude with an endorsement decision from the chamber by any means, and doesn't guarantee or even necessarily help your cause in that respect, because the chamber may be approaching the endorsement process in a different way in the future. It's important for us for the business community to know where the candidates stand on the issues that are of greatest importance to them when it comes to business. When it comes to our ultimate decision on whether to back a candidate or not, you might see us choose a different way to go about that. And so that's what we're working on right now.
I think that's a good idea. You all do a lot for our community, but also when you start picking, right then it offsets a percentage of the community.
What we're doing. We know why we're doing it. But I think it's the how that needs to be improved. So we're tweaking that, and we just want to make sure that we've gone upstream far enough to try to cultivate people in Redding and Shasta County in general that are interested in running for local office.
We try to be it's fair. That's why we don't endorse local candidates. Not because we don't have our own personal thoughts, but people out there are smart enough to figure out, if they get unvarnished facts, which is sometimes hard to do.
Yeah,
the unvarnished facts, they can make that decision very well.
People read things through a lens of skepticism these days, and I don't know if that's probably always been the case, but it's certainly the case
now.
So we want people to know that you know, that there's still entities you can trust. And the closer you are to home, usually, you know, that helps too,
the
because you feel
impact.
Like you know the people involved.
Yeah. The more impact you have too, you know, where people that don't vote, I find it abhorrent that people tell me that. And don't know anything, and I said, gosh, these people have a direct impact on you being able to open your business right here, or keep your business going.
So, if you want to learn about what's going on in the city of Reading, State of the City is coming. It's going to be Friday, October 8th, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, free to the public, and it'll be under the umbrellas of Umbrella Alley in downtown Reading.
Cool.
Okay. Mayor Reznor is going to give her State of the City address.
Oh, wonderful!
We're going to have a street party afterwards with beer and wine and live music.
And
Chef
what time is
Shay
this?
From Moonstone actually has a band, which you probably know.
Oh, can't wait to hear!
So he'll be out.
What
doing
time
his
is
thing
that going to be?
That's going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. On October 8th, and then
beautiful time.
We'll have maybe a 2 hour, I think it's 5 to 7 after party. The steam whistle will go off because it's a Friday, so it should be a fun time. We got John Thompson and Nett Sound who'll be there, and he'll be doing all the audio and video, so you're going to be able to hear and see everything.
What a wonderful plan.
Online right there?
We're not sure if it's, I mean, online is a maybe, but since it's going to be open to the public, no fee for admission, come on down and check it out.
Absolutely.
And we said it's going to be an interesting, engaging, succinct 45-minute presentation.
Okay, and last question, how big is Reading Chamber of Commerce?
The chamber has about 1,000 members.
1,000 members.
All shapes and sizes. There are many more business licenses in the community than there are members of the chamber, but I think that's because people that gravitate toward a chamber